Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Bemidji State's Gabby Smith, junior out of Brainerd, Minnesota. And first of all, Gabby, I always know playing these teams, it's always going to be tough. But what was it about the Gophers Friday night that they just were able to get in your team's head and create probably a Beaver squad I'm not used to seeing?
Yeah, going into the game, we knew that they were going to try to do that, but we let them get to us. So tomorrow, we got to stay composed and not take any of those penalties.
You had a great chance. Taylor Nelson tried to set you up. I could see your frustration when that puck didn't go in.
Oh my gosh.
How frustrating is it?
I feel a little snake bit right now. That was a beautiful pass by Taylor. Nice little sauce on the PK. But, yeah, I'm a little frustrated. But
I'm sure you're not the only one on your team either. Yeah. I know Reese had a couple of good looks, too.
Oh, yeah.
What do you tell each other when stuff like that happens?
I came to the bench and Sarah was like, you got the next one, you can't hang your head, because it was still pretty early in the game, so you just gotta go out the next shift and try to bury one.
This season hasn't gone Bemidji State's way. You got one win in league play, four overall. Do you kind of just have to put that aside and try to stay positive?
Yeah, you have to. There's not much you can really do. We all love the game, so just trying to find that positivity every day coming to the rink.
I've been around this Beaver squad for 15 years. I'm just as frustrated. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take to get things turned around?
We just got to play consistently three periods. We can't, like this game, second period they scored four. We can't let that happen. We got to play a consistent 60 minutes.
School is back in session. what's your class load here in this second semester?
Not so sure that's fun, but it's fine. I love my elementary education classes, so I honestly don't mind it.
How many credits do you take while you're playing hockey?
Right now, this is my first time. I'm only taking 12, so I'm taking the bare minimum, so it's kind of nice. My spring load is a little less.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Only about a month left in the season. What's this team's goal going ahead?
We obviously have some big series coming up, so getting some wins, getting some points is going to be huge.
You got some great goaltending tonight out of Hannah. You can't ask for much more out of her 44 saves on the night.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah, talk about her play.
Well, you can always rely on Hannah. She had, 50 shots, I think, by the end of the night. And you can't ask a goalie to do that every single night. So we got to, as a team, come together and do something for her, too.
Your team did have a ton of block shots, too. Mm-hmm. As a forward, how much do you put your body out there?
You have to. Against these teams, they're going to be shooting, so you got to lay out the body. That was one of our main focuses this week, is get more blocks. So.
Okay, back to the fun questions. elementary ed is your major. Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea of what grade you want to teach someday?
My idea would be second or third, but whatever, 1 through 4.
Okay.
First through fourth, I should say.
What's your favorite class so far?
That's a good question. I'm blanking on my classes now. I mean, foundations of just elementary education is always fun.
Okay. What do you listen to before a game?
Well, I'm never on aux because I'm a country girl, so whatever anybody else is playing, I'm in. If it were up to me, it'd be country every time. So.
If it were up to me, it would be country too. So,
yeah.
Who's your favorite country artist?
Right now, probably Zach Bryan or Luke Combs.
Getting tickets to that Zach Bryan concert when he comes around?
No, I wish. I mean, still up in the air, but.
Okay. What's it going to take to win?
First off, we got to get some more offense, some more shots, and bury some pucks. We got to be more clean in the defensive zone to get the pucks out, not let them get 50 shots on net.
How do you shut them from getting inside your heads?
Well, we should just know not to let them get into our head. We know that going in that, I shouldn't say names, but we knew coming into the game that there was going to be some players on their team that did that, so we just got to stay composed. We know how to, but we got to let the frustration get the best of us tonight.
Gabby, good luck.
Thank you.
Get that win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.